All right, I just want to add that it's got good access to parking. It's visible from the Capitol Loop, which gets high traffic. It's one block from the Capitol, one block from the courthouse, few blocks from State Street. This is, and if anyone brings up the problem that it's, you know, private property, remember that Zuccotti Park in New York is also private property, and they haven't been able to kick the protesters off of that property.
Yep.
All right, Heather, who with the next proposal?
Library Mall.
Library Mall, who proposed that? Come on up.
I intend this to be more informative than competitive. I'm not attached to any of these ideas. In fact, I'm kind of liking what I'm hearing about this field. But for the sake of informed decisions, on Library Mall, the portion between the bookstore and the library and the stage area, haven't been on there in a while, so I'm assuming all that's still there. That is city property.
Let
me just continue. Now, there is precedent on Library Mall, and I was part of it. The last time I'm aware that there was an illegal occupation. I was part of the refugee camp right after the Iraq War broke out in 2003. I cannot go into all the details of how we pulled this off, but we went about a week with an illegal occupation, and then someone signed a permit and they gave us 3 more weeks. It was a little bit out of the ordinary, but we were able to manipulate the politics. The mayor's race was happening at the time. There are different things you could do. With that precedent, there is a possibility there. I'm not attached to going there right now. I'm just offering this as an idea, maybe now, maybe after the courthouse. I personally would like to say that I really favor this idea of setting up a base camp where people always know they can go, and maybe only having 5 or 10 people there. And I think Library Mall could be a great location for that. And then having the larger mass going here for certain amount of time and then there for certain amount of time. And anyway, I'm not gonna go too much longer with this, but I would like to say one thing. I prefer having meetings without cops. I know that isn't always possible. And I have seen situations where you have people sent somewhere to do something temporarily while something much bigger is being built elsewhere, the temporary thing being a distraction. You can start to think along these tactics if you put some energy into it and everybody continues to have a dialogue. I'm going to end my turn. If anyone would like more details about how Library Mall went down, how you have to deal with the vendors, the stores, and all the different entities there, and how to work that out, I can give you some information. I can also tell you some other people who live here, at least part-time when they're not all around the world protesting, that were involved in that, who can tell you more. So anyway, I would just like to make one request. If we could kind of keep it a little bit level-headed, that would appeal to me.
All right, quick thing, just a quick announcement. We have 40 minutes of daylight left. If you are indifferent to the location, bro back there is requesting your help for packing up, well, as long as we still have daylight. If you are indifferent to where we go, you just want to go somewhere, help bro pack up. Next proposal was?
Brittingham Park.
Whoever is in defense, or whoever proposed Brittingham Park, please come up. If you'd like to withdraw it for the sake of time if you think that another site was better. Who's proposed Brittingham Park? That was Rob? All right.
Based on the discussion we've had here, I think it's been clarifying, and I think that we should wrap things up. So what I'm gonna say is that I think in the short term, we should make a decision of a place to go to for people, I guess, if they wanna stay overnight. For me, the priority is having a purpose, which I think is to protest the jailing of activists. I think it's unacceptable. These are people, in coming back from D.C., they were going to be here doing this activism with us, and right now they're in jail. And I know, but there's been a conversation that's changed my thoughts, so I'm doing that. And so I would like to propose that we choose on the field. I support the field, but I'm not sure if that's a good place for a General Assembly. So I'm thinking maybe we should have a General Assembly in that concrete kind of park across from the Capitol, kind of by where Teddy Wedgers is. I think our priority for maintaining our momentum is to have a next General Assembly where we can continue to have a dialogue and plans and etc. So I support the field, and if I guess if there is a general support for that, people will vote for that, and then we can go do it.
Awesome. All right. Next proposal.
Capitol Grounds.
Capitol Grounds. Okay. Who says Capitol Grounds? Sam, come on up.
I'm gonna try to keep this brief. I think it's kind of obvious. The advantages of the Capitol. We've all been there in the spring protesting. Visibility, precedence with the tents have already been issued, or not issued, but there is that precedence there. And I think visibility is another big issue. I want to just make quick comments to the outreach about hosting, you know, maybe something in Library Mall and stuff like that. I think these type of proposals should go to our outreach committee and be taken away from this discussion. Thank you.
Next proposal was?
Peace Park on State Street.
Who suggested Peace Park on State?
That was
also Sam.
Sorry, I just thought State Street should get something, a little word. I think it's, I mean, everyone knows where State Street is. Peace Park, they just remodeled there. I think it's, the name resonates. It's nice, they got chess tables. It's right on State Street. I think we should make a strong pro-tent stand. No tents. Tents are not allowed. I'm assuming wherever we go, they will not be allowed either.
You need a permit.
You need a permit, but I'm, yeah.
I was reading the city rules last night, and you can't have tents in city parks. You just can't be there during the night. But there is a rule that tents are allowed below that are smaller than a certain size.
Did everyone hear that? Tents are allowed in city parks, according to this gentleman, just not at night for sleeping purposes. Is that correct?
There are two rules. One is nobody can be in the park at night.
Nobody can be in the park at night.
Tents are allowed if they're small enough.
Tents are allowed if they're small enough. Any other questions, concerns?
Can anybody tell me just between the proposal of the private church area and the proposal of any public place, what the legal differences would be? I mean, pros
good question.
Or any pros or cons versus the differences?
Good question. I don't have the answers to those myself. I'm not an expert, never claimed to be, but it's something that needs to be thought about. The next one is James Madison Park. Who proposed James Madison Park? Which one? Which was Library Mall or the Peace Park? That was Sam there who proposed it and didn't want to speak on its behalf.
I just said those quick words. I don't know if people want to discuss it.
Okay. Well, we can quick discuss it after we've got to get these proposals done. Each proposal, the person who proposed it gets the time, and then we'll discuss, everyone else gets a discussion afterwards. James Madison, who proposed James Madison? Who wants to speak on behalf of that? Does anyone want to speak, whoever proposed it? Oh, okay, so we, the Occupy Madison, I guess. I don't know, I wasn't at the first planning meeting. The Occupy Madison, one of the first pro site was James Madison. It's got a large site, it's on Gorham Street, which is a major street. A lot of visibility there. Once again, though, we do have the park issues. We're not allowed to be there. We don't have a permit. That's the con of it. Pro is it does have more visibility than this little park that's tucked away. And has more facilities that we can potentially negotiate for. So those are the pros and cons of it. Has all the same cons here, except for it's more visible. Next on the list, and the last was the Vilas Zoo. I always botch that name. Vilas Zoo. Who proposed it? All right, sir. Why don't you come up and defend Vilas Zoo, and then we're going to have, we have a short stack already taken, and we're going to get to discussion real quick.
Okay, most of all, I proposed that because it's weird, so it'll draw a lot of attention, and because I wanted to create a headache for whoever wants to remove us. Now I want to withdraw my proposal for the zoo in favor of this field or any place where we can set up tents overnight for strategic reasons. want to camouflage our numbers. We want to do whatever we can to make a complete headache for anybody that tries to forcibly remove us. That's my goal.
Great use of time, by the way. Christian, who's the first person who is on that list? Who?
Matt.
Matt. Matt's over there. He's running up real quick. I could sing you a song to occupy while he gets here, but I don't want to assault your eardrums. I would be arrested for that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I would support going to the courthouse. I'd support going to the Capitol. I'd support any place up by the square because there's a lot of angry state workers up there, union people up there. Being up there, people could go out during their lunch hours, get off of work, go out and protest. You know, there's a lot of angry numbers that we could incorporate.
Awesome. Just a reminder, if anyone wants to ever propose that we call a question for a vote, anyone's free to do that. Who's next up on stack, Christian?
I'm Heather.
Heather, you're next up on stack.
Whoa, okay. I have a lot of points to make, and I'm going to have to try and get them out really quickly. Regarding any place that is on the Capitol Square or very near to it, I have some obvious security issues that I would like everyone to consider. One is we all know what the environment is around the Capitol Square after 9 p.m. after everyone has been imbibing for a while. Anybody who is sleeping there could potentially be harassed by any idiot drunk. Sleeping on the cement for anyone who intends to do that is really hard on the body. I know from personal experience. This is better as far as grass goes. But for the record, sorry that I'm taking time to try and find it.
If you want to get back on stack after your minute, you can feel free to get the stack taker's attention. Just so everyone knows, when you have 30 seconds left, I'm going to do this to you, just so you have a heads up. And when your time's up, I'm just going to make a time's up, cut it symbol. Who's next, Christian?
Alex.
Alex, you're next. You're 1 minute of fame on the mic. And please save me, because I hate being on this.
Hey everybody, so I think there have been a lot of eloquent things said. I think that we need to establish another permanent base before we do anything else. I think we absolutely should be at the courthouse or outside the jail tonight, but I don't think that setting up camp at the jail and then moving in a day or two is going to do a lot for us. I personally think that the church ground on West Main is the best location. I don't know if it's private property or not, because I don't know how long we can maintain there, but I think that that's the best thing. My second choice would be James Madison Park. I should be in jail right now with CJ and Damon and T. I'm ashamed that I'm not, but I just got back from DC. My dad's disabled, so I can't spend 10 days in jail right now because he needs my help. So I want them out as soon as possible, and that's why DGP and I are about to go to a meeting to try to figure out how the hell to get them out. But yeah, I do agree that we need to have another permanent base before we go and do anything else. In the courthouse, obviously, it's not going to last very long there. So.
Thank you.
Awesome. Who's next on stack, Christian? Laurel, your minute of fame.
We heard some very eloquent reasoning behind why we should go to the courthouse, but I think that we should take Peace Park on State Street as a serious location. It's got not only visibility and it's centrally located, but that traffic that comes through is street traffic. Those are people we can talk to rather than people in cars. It's next to a lot of bars and coffee shops that are open late, so we'll have bathrooms rather than having to haul in $350 a day porta potties. It's a place that people know about. When you say Peace Park, they can find it quickly. And most of all, the thing that makes this location unique of the ones we've talked about is that it's small. Right now we've got maybe 150 people. We could fill that park, we could sort of, we could occupy that whole space fully. Whereas if we go into some of these larger fields, we're going to be dwarfed again. And as numbers dwindle in the early morning, it's going to look kind of sad to see five guys outside in sleeping bags. Whereas if we're in that small park with all of the people who come there, we really will be able to fill that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Next on stack, Christian.
I'm
Jim, why don't you come on up?
I can make this really quick. I don't know for certain, but it sounds like the vacant lot is private property, in which case you're trespassing, and I think that's a misdemeanor, which is criminal.
Owned by the Catholic diocese.
Okay, in which case you're trespassing. I'm not necessarily opposed to it. It is a higher offense than a city ordinance, like if you were on a sidewalk obstructing traffic. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there as a consideration. What might be possible, what I would strongly recommend, is that if you're going to go to the abandoned property, that you contact the owner, the Catholic Church, whoever that is, and try your best to work with them, that outreach. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Christian, who's next? Anyone else on stack? Was anyone else on stack? Was Christian? Who's keeping our stack?
Tina.
Thanks. I'd like to advocate for moving to Peace Park, first of all, because it's Peace Park. Second of all, I think it is incredibly centrally located on this isthmus-based city. Third of all, because I'm an undergraduate organizer and I would like to see some students out here. And I know a lot of students want to come out here, but honestly don't know where it is, don't know how to take the bus out here. I think if we were staging off of State Street right there, first of all, now I'm on four, okay, four, the TAA office is right across the street, so we could get some grad students out. We would have access to printing, most likely. I don't know if they would endorse or whatever. Shelter, food, bathrooms, all available. People would see us on State Street. I also think that's like Gorham Street that's going there. If we wanted to, whatever, move, shut down traffic, we could do it. I think it's an ideal space. It's a manageable size for next steps. And we can get to Library Mall, we can get to the Capitol, we can get to the courthouse, we can get wherever quickly. And people will see us, and we can take State Street anytime without a permit. That precedent has definitely been set. Okay, thank you.
We've had a quick motion to just take a vote to cut off stack at this point. If you would like to cut off stack, last call. If you want to cut off stack, just raise your hand real quick.
All in favor
of cutting off stack at this point and finishing up the stack as is? All right, that's about not many. All those who want to keep going, raise your hand. Oh, wow, okay, we have to do this really close. Oh, once again, all those in favor of cutting off stack.
If it's close, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Two-thirds or three-fourths to pass.
Well, it looks like we got significantly more that time. All those against closing stack. Ooh, that's close. I need a second opinion on that.
If it's close, it's not a good...
Well, I know, close to two-thirds. I couldn't tell if it was two-thirds. That's the issue. Now I close enough two-thirds, so stack will remain open. Who's next on stack?
I have Kellen.
I like what I'm hearing about Link Peace Park, but I'm in favor of the field by St. Raphael's. It's actually closer to the Capitol, closer to the courthouse. I like the fact that it's next to the Commerce Building. We can do everything from there that we could do from Lisa Link Peace Park. I think they're both good locations. I'm not sure if the coffee shops and bars would want us using their restrooms continuously without purchasing stuff. So maybe having to buy the porta potties at the other place would be okay. As a recovering Catholic, I sort of like being next to St. Raphael's and protesting too, because they're part of the 1% as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, I think that's a great location. I like the fact that there's a field and not just cement, and I'm absolutely for that location. Thank you.
We have no permission from anyone to go anywhere. That should be very important. No one's given permission to do jack. Who's next on stack? Shannon, why don't you come on up?
As far as not having permission from the Catholic Church, I totally get it. I just wanted to say that Madison Catholic people, not the Madison Diocese as such, but the Madison Catholic people have shown that they support social justice actions for their support of the... of the Catholic Multicultural Center when it was closed down 2 years ago. They have definitely shown their support. They kept it open, and I think that there is support within the Catholic community for social justice. That's all I want to say.
Social justice.
Next, Diane. Diane, why don't you come on up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that, you know, they have taken our leaders, and it could be any one of us, and we need to be visible in their face, in the area near their building, and we need to stay there. If we want to move later on, we will have to move later on, but the fact is, it's a big statement to all the state workers, to all the county workers, to everyone at the Capitol. If they see a bunch of people in front of the courthouse, and they know that they took one of ours, they know that they can't turn their backs that easy, because we're in their face. And everything else is strategic discussion, and I appreciate that, but I think it's a visible statement to the media, to everyone. If we are at the courthouse in their face, they will know that they've taken our leaders, because they're gonna wonder what the heck all these people are there for. And when things, you know, and then we can move after that, but for now, I think we should be where our leaders have been arrested and jailed.
Point of personal privilege was taken by a person made a proposal.
I'm willing to withdraw my motion to keep it at the courthouse in favor of moving it to the field by, St. Raphael? Just because it's close enough and because it seems like it's enough of a divisive issue to the courthouse. We can just take that off since that's a totally separate issue. But also just wanted to point out three things really quick, and that's that, like, I personally was very interested in Peace Park as well, but they just passed a bunch of vagrancy and loitering laws because of homeless folks in Peace Park, and, like, that could open us up to some huge problems, as well as the fact that it's really, really small, like, incredibly small.
Next on stack, so thank you for withdrawing the motion to cut it down a little bit. Who's next on stack? Sam?
I am in favor of both the Peace Park and the St. Raphael's Field. I think they each offer distinct advantages. I think it'd be really cool if we went to Peace Park and then we would tell everyone we outgrew a park. Our movement became too big. We could no longer stay and get confined in this area, so we had to move to the Capitol.
15 seconds, it's a record. Next on stack, Christian, who is that? David, come on up. Okay, next on stack.
Dan.
Who?
Dan.
Dan, why don't you come on up? Dan, are you here? Oh, there you are. Okay, there you are.
I apologize, everybody. I want to speak in favor of Peace Park for a couple reasons that haven't been brought up yet. In terms of tents, like, we don't need to not have tents just because people are telling us we can't have tents. Like, again, we don't have permission to do anything here, so we shouldn't be putting anything off the table. It's an occupation, you know, we don't need to be asking permission for everything we do. It opens us up to a ton of trouble. In terms of Peace Park, it's small, which is a good thing. There's not a lot of us yet. It's demoralizing to have a huge space with a small number of people. Additionally, it's easier to defend than almost any of these other locations. It's very centrally located. And in terms of doing actions around the three activists who have been jailed, I support that we should do that. But also, this movement should not revolve around that one thing. I appreciate the sacrifices that they're making, but Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy movement extends beyond that. We should incorporate it into it, but not revolve it around it. Thank you.
Also, who's next, Christian? Who's next?
I have Kevin.
Kevin, all right, I want to thank everyone for, like, being, like, when your time's up, wrapping up. You guys are doing awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, just to be brief, I also support the Peace Park. My eyes kind of lit up when I heard about it. It sounded great. And it is public property, and I think that's the best move is for us to move to someplace public. This is a public demonstration. rather than the Catholic diocese, which might have strategic advantages, being perched where it is, but yeah, public land for public demonstration.
Have to do a Mary Jo for a second here. Oh. It is extremely late. It is getting dark. Like, we have got to get this shit going, like, ASAP.
All right, okay. Do we have a last call? Who's in favor of closing it off, then? All right, all those opposed? That was quite obviously more than two-thirds. Okay, so next on is John. Then Susan, Ted, and Roger. So John, come on up, then Susan, Ted, and Roger.
I just have a criticism of Peace Park. The only thing that's a negative for Peace Park is that there's a police station right there. It's really small, but there's a lot of security cameras as well, so the police will be right there with us. They're always going to be watching us 24 hours a day, so it's hard to be secretive if we want to be secretive at all. That's all.
Susan, Ted, then Roger. Susan.
Hi, I just am in favor of the church and the field position. I think the thing is that you want to pick a permanent place where people can find you. I love the Peace Park idea, but if you think you're going to outgrow it, then you're just going to be moving again. You could stage different demonstrations there if you like, but I think you need to think more permanently, and I think the people will come once you're more visible. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a serial thing. We need to do something. We need to at least march by the police station tonight. But I really like, I have been fussing about this myself. We don't have very many people. I really liked the proposal that Laurel and various other people made about Peace Park. We can make it look crowded. President Kennedy, when he was campaigning for president, he always had his people book a small hall. Then I really liked the idea of moving to St. Rafe's. It would be a poke in the eye for an extremely reactionary bishop, and it's near the Commerce Building. But hopefully we'll outgrow.
No, but I'm done.
Oh, you're done? Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going. All right, Roger, you're the last one on stack, then we're going to take a vote.
There's a historical precedent, too, for Peace Park. With the protests there in the past, and there's the placard there about the police and the conflict then. I don't necessarily think that the police want to do that right now about this. And also, the visibility with the campus and State Street, all of State Street, obviously. And it sort of reminds me of Zuccotti Park because they're in the middle of New York. It's busy. They're camping. They're there. Everybody can see them, and hopefully, I don't necessarily think that it's a bad thing to outgrow it, and we may be able to outgrow it if people see us,
exactly.
Students especially, and then we can go from there, and people can just hang out there.
So I'd like to say this was a model of how things should be done at the end here, everyone keeping to time, awesome, great, everyone being respectful. So we're going to take a quick vote here. First proposal, first location was modified to, I guess it was removed for the field by St. Raphael. All those in favor for the removing or moving to the field by St. Raphael and close to the courthouse, raise your hand. Okay. All those opposed?
To the courthouse itself?
No, moving to the field by St. Raphael. Your amendment, Miles. All right, so once again, all those in favor for Miles' amendment to DGP's courthouse, which is moving to the field by St. Raphael and the courthouse. Okay, all those opposed? Okay, moving on. So it seems like we have a large number there, so they'll stay on the list. Next up was the next park? Move back up the
what
list.
Do you want?
The next location.
Let's do Peace Park.
Peace Park. Peace Park will do. All those in favor of Peace Park, raise your hand. Okay. All those against.
Oh my.
Well, that's
ballot.
That's really yeah. Close. That's not even close to a two-thirds for keeping it on. So, all right, we'll take that off.
How about you go on one side?
Wait. All right, if you're in favor of Peace Park, go that way. If you're against, go that way. Because it's getting freaking dark, people. So, in favor of Peace Park, you're going to my left. If you're against, go to my right. And fight!
Who's got the ram's horn?
All right, that... Order in the park. That is really divided. Okay, so we'll move on to the other locations, I guess. No, we're gonna move on to the other locations. We'll keep these both on. We're keeping both locations on. We'll move on to the next location, which was. Library Mall, in favor of Library Mall, that side, against, that side, in favor, to my left, against, to my right, in favor, to my left, against, to my right, Library Mall.
Library Mall loses,
taking it off. So far we only have Peace Park and the field by St. Raphael. Next would be Vilas, all those in favor of Vilas Zoo, in favor, to my left, against, to my right, that is... I'll give you a second. Vilas loses. Vilas is off. Other locations.
Capital
Ground was not suggested.
It was.
Oh, what? Oh, sorry. Yes, it was. Capital Grounds to my left. In favor to my left. Against to my right. In favor. Capital Grounds to my left. Against to my right. In favor to my left. Against to my right.
Capital loses.
Next round,
Robin.
James Madison. In favor of James Madison, to my left, against, to my right. In favor of James Madison, to my left, against, to the right. It loses. Next round.
Brittingham,
to my left. For it, to my left, against it, to my right.
Loses.
Wizards, anyone we didn't cover? We just did Vilas. All right. Okay, so the two options now are either Peace Park, go to my left, the abandoned field by St. Raphael to my right.
Come on, both!
No middle. That's actually, if you're in the middle, you're abstaining. If you're abstaining, just sit down in the middle. If you're abstaining, sit down in the middle. That's not even close. So let's. That's not even close to 2/3, people.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Can we reopen debate on the differences between these two particular spaces? Yes.
All right, we're going to give people for 2 minutes for Peace Park for person who proposed it. 2 minutes for person who proposed the field.
Can I just ask one question?
Big question.
Property.
Yes,
that's trespassing.
Okay, so
you can be arrested either way.
By going to the church without necessarily,
yes,
we can be arrested, but we cannot be arrested at Peace Park.
You can be arrested in either. The park closes at 10. You can't stay there. You can't be there overnight past 10.
But there's a precedent there. But can you be arrested at any time while you're on the field? Yes.
Anyone know?
The field.
Yeah, it's trespassing. If they don't want you there at any time, they can say leave if you don't. It's trespassing. So, who raised the field? That was Miles. 2 minutes, Miles. Make it good.
Okay, how many of you have ever worked on State Street? Raise your hand. If you've ever worked on State Street till 3 o'clock in the morning, you know exactly what State Street is like at 3 o'clock in the morning. There are a lot of guys coming down from a drunken binger and a crack high. I am telling you, if we set up on State Street, we will run into problems. People will ignore us. They will think we are part of the homeless population. And I'm not trying to exclude or ignore the homeless population, but there are serious factors about being on State Street.
I had to deal with drunks all the time when I worked at the IHOP on University. You don't want to be around the drunks on State Street at bar time.
Okay. Let the speakers in favor hold on.
So, okay, the argument before us, and she will speak to Peace Park. It is either Peace Park or the field. We will have this debate, and then as when we are done with this, we need to have a caravan of cars out here ASAP to load up all that shit and go to one of the two spots.
Alright, next. Alright, cool. That was only 1 minute.
Okay. I didn't introduce Peace Park, but I want to speak to it. I think there are some things that should be added. First of all, the fact that we're going to have to deal with drunks is going to happen anywhere. When we had Walkerville on the square, I can tell you as a young woman, I was quite uncomfortable at times. But that's what happens when you have an occupation in a public space, and I think that's something we should be ready for and just deal with. You know, if we're dealing with the homeless, that's part of what this movement is about.
We're together.
Yes, together.
We protect each other.
Definitely. And I want to say, I mentioned that the TAA office is across the street. I'm not a member of the TAA, so I can't commit this, but I have keys. They have bathrooms. They have like a little kitchen. You know, there are sinks. I'm just saying, like, there are more resources available to us there. And I want to say, who here knows where this field by this church is and knew before this conversation started? Okay, who here knew where Peace Park was before this conversation started? Yeah, that's a lot more. And I'm still advocating for getting students out. I think we can expand to this other field if we need to, but I think Peace Park is a good base. Even if we only have 10 people there who stay overnight, you don't have to sleep overnight. I didn't sleep in the Capitol ever, you know? I think Peace Park is a better visual base.
Oh, okay, 1 minute also, awesome.
Park is all concrete, practically all concrete.
Each side took 1 minute. That's awesome. Let's do a re-vote. If we need to do more discussion, we can do it after the vote. Peace Park to my left.
There's a field at Peace Park.
There's a field. The field at Peace Park to my left.
We're small.
It's very small.
To my right, the field for the church. Peace Park left, field by the church to my right.
Peace Park left. Field is big enough for everybody.
Peace Park left. We're still evenly divided.
Hold on, I was told that the posers were going to be able to speak on this.
That'd be such a big ego boost.
Can I speak at the
poser? We also have to.
There's a parking lot.
Okay, well, I was told the posers were going to do this. So I was like,
do it. Announce it.
Okay,
you can take an actual physical count.
I have a proposal to solve this deadlock, and that is that if we don't have enough people to even fill up. Hey!
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Okay.
I will strangle people.
Don't make me give out detention slips.
If we have enough people to overflow out of Peace Park, we can clearly go to the field, but I really think we should consider the fact that the private owner does not even know that we are discussing whether we would take his field, so maybe we should go to Peace Park first and talk to them tomorrow or over the course of the week.
Everyone, can we calm down the tempers? We are all 99%. Remember, we're all on the same side. Despite the fact they made you go left and right, we're still the 99%. All right, the problem is the 99% is once again splintered between the 49.5 and the 49.5.
Which side is your vote on?
Okay, so what we're going to do is, I have no idea what to do. So,
it's 50-50.
It's exactly 50-50. This is ridiculous, people. We're 99%, not 50-50.
Who's staying tonight?
Open up to discussion. Better way to decide. Who's actually going to spend the night? If you're not going to spend the night tonight, sit down. If you're not going to spend the night tonight, sit down. I'm just trying to give a gauge here. I'm just trying to figure out who's actually going to spend the night. Just to give people an idea of how many people there would be at this location. That is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, maybe 12 tops. 12 tops people would actually be there tonight,
regardless
spending
location,
the night,
right?
regardless of location.
Correct.
Okay, now let's see, if you're going to stay there at Peace Park, but you wouldn't want to stay at the field, but you want to stay at Peace Park, stand up, otherwise sit down. So we're losing. If you're going to stay at Peace Park, but you wouldn't stay at the other field, you want to stay at Peace Park, stand up. And you're going to be there tonight.
You
We lost a couple people.